We have a great tradition in America, a great American heritage, which it escapes me right now. I can't. It's something I had to be grateful for. I just can't think of it. No, that's not true. It was country western music. I never had liked country western music very much. Guy says to me the other day, what first made you interested in country western music? I'm not particularly. Never have been. I mean, I find myself wandering around in those circles, but then, you know, if anybody with a Texas accent sings Aida, it doesn't make any difference. Sound like country western. It's the nature of having been born and raised in Texas with people who talk like that. You have a tendency to absorb it. However, I have always had a great love for the art form because it has moved very nice and tender places, and it rests gently on my thought. The father of country music, befittingly, was a dreadful, dreadful man named Jimmy Rogers. Turns out that most of the songs that he wrote, and we think that he is responsible, not Uh-Oh Jimmy Rogers, not that one, you know, Uh-Oh Jimmy Rogers. He had several hits here a while back. He did Satisfaction, and I Can't Get No Satisfaction. That was one of his big hits. And he did White Christmas. You remember White Christmas? And what were some of the other things he did? No, that's a different one. So this fellow Jimmy Rogers would go around the countryside, and he'd go into prisons and he'd steal tunes from these prisoners, and he'd come out and he'd make a Blue Yodel Number 9 and Blue Yodel Number 8. I did a little research into his background and found out that everybody who knew the man personally wished they didn't. It's very interesting to find out about a great American hero, but anyway, there you are. Had no idea what kind of a man he was personally, but one of the tunes that he wasn't able to rip off, it didn't work out, at least somebody else got publishing credit for it, is a tune called One Rose, which wandered into one of the LPs I was doing years ago. It was written by Lonnie McIntyre, of all people, in his Royal Hawaiians. I guess he was just a great big Polynesian cat, said, "You ain't stealing my song, pal. You can sing it." So he did. He did a nice job of it. I'd like to sing it because I find it hopelessly romantic in that great old tradition of country western romance, poignancy, nonsense. And